right, we'll go ahead and continue with Utah coach Larry Kraskowiak. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask coach a question, please press star, then number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from line of Kyle Coons with the Salt Lake Tribune.
Hey, coach, I was just wondering how your players are recovering from the sickness they had over the weekend, and how it has been to have just a couple days off or light practice.
Well, you know, I think it's always good whenever you can get guys off their feet a little bit. It's got a little update from Trevor Jamison, our trainer, this morning, and guys are recovering and doing some moderate activity, trying to get a little sweat up. But, you know, it's going to be so much better than it was a week ago. We were in a pretty bad state. A week ago today, last Tuesday, was pretty rough. So, as, you know, illnesses go, it's typically kind of runs its course, and hopefully we've seen the worst of it.
Thanks.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Brian Hall with the Boulder Daily Camera.
Hey, Coach, you got a couple quick ones for you. First off, how much of your focus on defense is on Askia Booker when you're playing Colorado?
Well, it's certainly a part of it. You always identify the guys at the top of the list when it comes to production. But it's, you know, it's schemes, it's personnel, it's, you know, play types and different things. It's obvious that he would be mentioned quite often when we're trying to figure out a way to stop him, no doubt.
Have you been able to watch much film of Colorado as you prepare for that game yet?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm curious how other guys have evolved with Josh being out and Xavier's been out for most of the time since you guys have seen them. How have you seen other players, and who have you seen that's really stepped up for them?
Well, it's been a little bit, you know, collective for them. I think, see, they're shooting the three ball pretty well. When you look down percentages, you know, last five games, you know, it's one of the top three-point shooting teams in the league. And, you know, percentage-wise, I think Booker's at 38%. There's a lot of guys 40 and 50. So, you know, a combination of getting out and filling it up from deep, and then I think they do a really nice job on the glass. That's been our Achilles heel with the Buffs, it seems like, is it's always a physical game, interior game, you know, that's, I think, what you see more than anything is opening up the floor a little bit and making it a physical game. But there's, you know, it's a collective deal with the injuries they've had. I know Scott's going to be back, and it's going to be a tremendous boost for him. And then, you know, the Hopkins, those guys that gained confidence while he was out, I think it'll just do nothing but enhance their team. That's kind of the nature of those injuries is when you get back to full speed, you know, the guys that got some minutes, it's very valuable.
Great. Thank you.
You bet.
Your next question comes from line of Zach Rosenblatt with Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach, there's been a lot of talk on this call about maybe what places are the toughest to play in the Pac-12, and a lot of coaches have been saying Arizona and Utah. I guess, what is it about your home court that kind of gives you guys a little advantage when teams come in?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of it has to do with numbers. I know that's a situation where we've been lucky the last I don't know if lucky is the right word, but there's been a lot of fan support for us. We had 13,500 last game. I guess there's going to be two or three of our remaining games will be sold out, which hasn't happened around here in a long time. So it's you know, largest arena at about 16,500, I think, in our league, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, it always looks a heck of a lot better when it's full than, you know, 10,000 people in a 16,000-seat arena is just a little bit over halfway. So it's been a combination, I think, of a lot of things. Our student base is back, and they're right near the bench. You know, we're getting great support. It's always fun, momentum-wise, I think, to get things going. And it's the definition, in my opinion, of what a home court advantage can be. And there's a lot of energy in the building. The marketing department's done a terrific job with a big light show. I know they invested an awful lot of money in an NBA-type pregame And so, you know, everybody's doing their job. I think our band, our dance team, it takes a lot of little pieces, you know, like raising a kid maybe takes a village, and to make it happen, there's a lot of components, I think, that are in place. And now, you know, just because we're here at home doesn't assure success, but we've got to do our part as a team, and it's been an awful lot of fun so far. So we've got, well, I think, 4 home games left to finish out the year, and going to try to do that on a positive note.
All right, thanks.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Andrew Kong with CBS Local.
Coach, you sort of touched on this with that last answer, but as far as, you know, a lot of coaches were saying, your gym, I guess, what are some of the tougher ones for your team to go to?
Well, I think, you know, this is our 4th year in the league. Colorado's always been a tough place, you know, for us, and that's right on the heels coming up here Saturday. Obviously, Arizona's, you know, been historically a great home court environment, and that was quite a scene, you know, a few weeks back when they thumped us there. Oregon, you know, there's a lot of it is as winning goes. You know, that's the part about sports is, you know, the top teams in the league typically are going to draw the additional fans, and it creates a little bit more of energy in a building as the nature of fans are. I think they, you know, it's always easier to follow a winner. I think the elevation is a factor, you know, at our place in Colorado, unlike the other 10 teams in the league where elevation doesn't come into play. I think that can be something to consider. And, you know, the student section. I've always said I think a student section is kind of the heartbeat of an arena and kind of sets the tone for the kind of vibe in there. And our MUS group has done a great job, their leadership, in getting people to games. Unfortunately, we had our first 3 league games at home when our school wasn't in session. So, you know, we didn't get maybe the greatest student section, but I anticipate here moving forward in our next 4 that's going to be something there. And it seems to me that people really feed off the students. So, you know, I think all those characteristics are probably vital to creating a solid home court.
Good thing.
You bet.
Any further questions for Coach?
If you'd like to ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Yeah,
there are no further questions at this time.
Perfect. All right, Larry, that'll do it. Thanks for your time. Appreciate you getting on the end of the call with us today.
Okay. Thanks, Dave. See ya.
All right, we'll see you.